and he watches this.
It's just supposed to be for the real problems. It's
When you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Because we're gonna have a real good. Come along with me because we're
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was the Vicky Porter Band right there, who are right here. I'll tell everyone what you heard earlier later, but we have a live band right here. How's it going, Vicky?
Going great, thanks.
What was that we just heard? I wasn't able to put it on the system because I didn't know.
That was Got No Time.
Got No Time, the Vicky Porter Band. Yeah. So how's it going?
It's going great, yeah. You know, we get through this little snow here, no big deal.
No big deal at all. Everyone made
anyway.
It in here.
That's right, the four of us, can't believe it.
The Vicky Porter Band, why don't you introduce them?
All right, well, on guitar, Doug Vargas.
Hey.
On bass, Gary Mondello.
Hey.
And on drums, Clark Goodpastor.
Hello.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, we're just chilling out today and here with you and, you know, getting ready for a show coming up at Tavern at the End of the World, January 5th, Thursday
nice.
Night. Yep. So that's really what's going on right now.
All
that's
right.
Pretty much it, you know.
You gonna play a few songs for us today?
Yeah. We're gonna start off with a song called "Friend for Life," and anytime.
Go for it. Okay. It's the Vicky Porter Band on WMFO.
Oh, today. Kind of early, but that's okay.
Oh, it sounded great. Are you kidding me?
Thanks, but
sounds great, guys.
Yeah, so anyhow. So, yep, and so that's really the only show we got coming up is January 5th right now. We'll have some other stuff coming up, but the focus is really just going into the studio and getting some stuff down. Don't know which studio yet, just trying to make that decision. And But hopefully that's going to start in the next month or so.
Yeah, so you don't have anything recorded yet?
Nothing with this, with all four of us.
Except for that little piece we just did.
Well, we do have other stuff, but in fact, you've played it here before, Take the Reins.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we do have that, and we can play that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. And what we could do for the moment,
Who else is playing on that bill?
Gary knows. I know that Gary Mondello is going to, my bass player here, is going to do some stuff of his own. And that will be later in the evening. We'll probably be going on, my band will probably be going on about 10:30. And then we have a duo, and they're friends of Gary's.
The main woman, her name is Beth Ann.
Beth Ann
Pitko.
Beth Ann Pitko.
Yes, and who's the guitar? Her guitar player? Oh yeah. So it's a duo that's coming in. They'll probably start about 9:30.
Okay, but you're the main act, the Vicky Porter band.
Yes.
That will be at Tavern at the End of the World.
Yes.
January 5th.
Thursday night. Yep.
Right on.
We like playing there on Thursday nights.
Yeah. It's a great place.
Yeah,
cozy little place. There. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it has a great fireplace.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome.
Fireplace is nice. It's great, and the food is awesome too.
Sure is.
It's a great pub. Lots of good beers. And
good people.
Oh yeah, it's great, and love Tim Carey.
He's great.
He's our guy that calls us in, and it's awesome.
We'll play his band later on, just because you mentioned him. What's his band?
Tonight.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, tonight, him. But yeah,
Trusty Sidekick.
Trusty Sidekick.
And they just played last night, actually.
Okay, we'll play some Trusty Sidekick later on the show. What do you have for us next, Vicky?
Well, we're going to do a song called What We Do Now. And, throwing the little cable on here. All right. So, we're ready when you're ready.
I'm always ready.
All right. Here we go. Do it for yourself, or do it for the world, or do it for the girl next door, who lost her costume pearls. Some things are to be left alone, others left will turn to stone. No pressure for action today, though each day at dawn there could be a thought of the day.
From your heart.
like the air that you're touching. Oh, what we do now will be what we remember later. Oh, what we do now will be what we remember later. Hey, oh, what we do now will be what. Oh, what we do now will be what. Oh, what we do now will be what we
very good.
Well, gee, thanks. Yeah, so, anyhow, so here we are. Actually, tonight our drummer is playing at Tavern at the End of the World.
And, very good.
Georgia Overdrive, yeah. What time are you going on tonight, Clark?
Two sets. About 10:30.
First set's 10:30, anyway.
The band's Georgia Overdrive?
Yes.
Did you bring anything with you as far as...
No, it's cover band.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
what bands are you covering?
It's mostly vintage country. 70s and 80s, Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, that type of stuff.
Fun.
They do it well.
All right.
But I also play with Trusty Sidekick occasionally.
Oh, love him. Love him.
Second tier drummer.
We'll play Apologize later. I love that song.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
I'm like Tim Carey.
So, anyhow, what do we want to do next here?
Well, let's talk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so Gary,
what's going on? Gary Mondello, right?
Hello, people out there.
How's it going, Gary? It's Radio Land.
Yeah, radio, yep.
Yeah.
My goodness.
How are you doing, man?
Doing really well. Working on a lot of stuff right now, so things are in the works.
It's been a while since I've seen you here. Who were you with last time you were on the show?
Vicky Porter.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Is that how I know you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was here with me last time. Yep. But it was just him and I that came in the last time. Yeah.
We're kind of
yeah.
co-conspirators, so it's we help each other out. And
yeah. I may be playing some bass with him when he gets up, so we'll see what happens there. But
yeah.
But we're hoping that happens.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I've done it before, cool. You know, with him. But his stuff is definitely different material than mine and, you know, very entertaining. I'll let him compare it to whoever, if he wants to compare it to anybody.
Let the people decide. All those good people out there.
How'd you two meet?
Oh, Lord.
It was a windy night way back.
I believe it was pretty cold.
Have you both always been in the Boston area?
Well.
I have, yes. We met at the Rat, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people, just like the song.
Mm-hmm.
The Rat, yeah.
The Rat. Absolutely.
A friend told me about... He was in a band called Parade, my friend Bruce Termini, and they were playing around. Probably this was the late 80s, and he was telling me about this girl who I thought I'd like her stuff because she was playing with this other woman, and they were doing a duo, electronic stuff. And that wasn't really common back in the mid-80s.
No, not yet.
Two women would do this, and she was quite the performer, too.
Cool.
It's called The Barrier Language. And... they had a unique following, that's for sure. And there's some footage of that still exists we were going to put out there. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was with me and this gal. She was awesome. Her name is Linda Barrier. I don't know where she is now, but yeah, we went out, just her and I, and everything. Most of it was programmed. I was playing percussion and that and backup vocals, and she did all the writing. And but anyhow.
And so, they had some great props, too, mostly human.
How did that work? What was going on with that?
Oh man, it was great. It's definitely out there. That was the thing back where I answered an ad in the Remember Phoenix paper.
Which, yeah. That no longer exists, does it?
No. Yeah. And but answered this ad.
That had some strange ads
up with her. Oh yeah. So, but she was into Lena Lovitch and all kinds of really great stuff. So I answered the ad, and that was that. And oh man, it's long story short. We just ended up going out, her and I. And
yeah. Did you ever read anything with her?
We did, but nothing in the studio. You know, just at her place.
Yeah.
But I do want to put out a video that was shot. It was 1985 at Jumpin' Jack Flash. So I want to put it out there on, I don't know, Facebook or something. So
I've heard of that place. Where was Jumpin' Jack Flash?
That was in
the fence.
No, it was in the fence. Yeah.
About a block off of Boylston.
Yeah, block or so from Boylston.
When did that go away?
That burned down.
Yeah.
I believe it burned down.
Mysteriously.
Like what about around when?
What was? Oh, wait a minute. It came after. Before that, it was called Filthy McNasties, I believe. And then it became Jumpin' Jack Flash, and then it burned down.
Yeah.
It's not too far from that other club that just closed, I think, recently.
Was it like 80s or something?
Yeah, late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyhow, you know, that was a cool place in its time. But anyway, so as Gary was saying as to how we met, we actually met in 1986, which is quite some time ago. And
it doesn't seem it to me.
Well,
I mean, I was in high school. High school doesn't seem a lot that long ago to me, but
yeah.
I guess it was 30 years, right?
Yeah. So,
wow.
That's what I say, wow. But anyway, Gary, when we met, in a nutshell, he gave me this cassette with tons of material on it that he did, and I was like, wow, what is this stuff? I had to get home, listen to it. I was like, whoa. It's like just a whole lot of stuff. And then we ended up hooking up, and we got this band together called Partners in Flight. So we did some gigs back then with that. That was a lot of fun. All Gary's material. I played keyboards on that. And then that broke up and time went by, and we've just been kind of doing our own stuff, solo stuff. And then Doug Vargas came along, started getting him into the mix with the three of us, and then Clark Goodpaster.
You guys fit together well.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we're having fun.
They have a very checkered history as well.
These two.
Oh, so. Yeah. You want to elaborate on that? No.
Well, just it goes back to band.
Well, a lot of bands.
There'll be another show.
These guys have been around. Let's put it that way.
We'll do the Clark and Doug show next.
Okay.
Week.
Okay.
Well, we can claim personal responsibility for Till Tuesday.
Oh, God. Personal. Well, I mean, right. Doug did used to play with Amy Mann before Till Tuesday. I played guitar with her, and it was Young Snakes, and then Clark. I mean, that's just the beginning of what Doug has done. Not beginning really, but one of the many things. And then Clark, he's been in a bunch of stuff, but the big band. Well, with Reeves Gabriels back. What year was that? That was in the 90s, right?
Started playing Reeves, I think, in 85.
85.
Yeah.
That was in the dark still?
Well, right. Yeah. Well, Clark was in the band called The Dark years ago, playing drums.
Okay. I think I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were big
in the 1981 Rock and Roll Rumble.
Okay.
Great band.
Great band.
Very, very cool. Cool.
I saw it to someone to somebody. We were talking about them earlier.
That's yeah. Right. And what was the band with Reeves?
Well, a couple of them. Life on Earth.
Life on Earth, and yeah.
Earth. So Jesus DeMilo, and then the big one was with Gabriel Agachico, Adam Said.
Oh, yeah. Adam Said was the last one, yeah, that you were in with him. So, anyway. So, I'm just glad to have these guys with me.
I'm glad you do, too. Welcome, everyone. got a couple more live songs for us?
Yeah. And then I don't know if Gary needs to set up a little. He's going to grab...
We'll do that at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the next song is gonna be Over and Under, and then I was thinking we'd go right into Burn the Days after that, you know, and is that okay?
Everything's okay, Vicky. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Take this.
How's Peter doing over there? You okay, Peter?
Great.
Enjoying yourself? All right. Peter Jam's still in the house.
This is really a little bit annoying.
It's
okay.
I mean, you don't really need them on if you're more comfortable when you play without. I mean,
I could definitely play without. Yeah.
You know?
I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, go for it.
Because it definitely is.
Yeah, we don't want a hindrance for you.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Vicky Porter Band.
flashing lights are everywhere, from the ground into the air. People driving through the streets, the wildest people on their feet, never knowing who they'll meet. Cruising over and under, hanging back, enjoying the wonder, not knowing what I might find. Oh yeah, cruising over and under, swaying with the roll of the thunder. How will this night unwind? I'll check it out, I'll drive on by. Delight. People in and out all night, checking out the sight. Elevators to the top, overlooking where they'll shop for the catch of the night. Cruising over and under, swaying with the roar of the thunder. Check it out, I'll drive on by.
Hey!
acoustic-y thing going on. But anyway, yeah. So here we are.
It all sounds wonderful.
Gee, thanks. Yeah, it's cool. So, but yeah. So I guess we're probably just gonna wrap it up at that, pretty much. We're gonna do the.
Did you want to play the?
Yeah, I wanted to.
What do you have?
Yeah. So it's the Gary. Yeah. So
these guys get secrets. I don't know.
Secrets. Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, this morning we get up, we're like, okay, we don't want to play, and so we were talking about doing our little Violet, I mean, can I see that, Gary?
Vicky Porter Band,
Velvet
everyone.
Underground. Yeah, I know. So we thought I'd do a little Velvet Underground stuff this morning, so we threw a little bit together here, and we're just going to close it out.
Okay, go for it.
Ready?
Yep.
See if you know this song.
Of course I do. Velvet Underground, come on.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tune it up a little there. A little effect on the vocals. You'll see.
All right. You guys did this?
Yep.
All right, cool. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Femme Fatale.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good little, fun little throw together thing this morning. So what?
You just did that this morning.
We did a lot of it this morning. Yeah, yeah, we started it recently,
did it a long
but
time ago, and we just
like,
thought maybe we could see how it sat, see if we could use it. And then we did a couple of tweaks on it today. It's far from perfect, but we did.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Ah, I like it a
far
lot.
Far from perfect, but we had fun. You know.
Great job.
All for the show.
Thanks for coming
show.
In, guys. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's so awesome. Much. January 5th, Tavern at the End of the World.
And tonight at Tavern. Georgia Overdrive.
Yeah, Georgia Overdrive's at the Tavern tonight.
Some really good
that's
stuff.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. The Vicky Porter you. Band, thank you very much, guys. Don't
welcome.
Be strangers.
Cool,
and, we'll have you back.
Thank
and,
you.
Cool. I wanted to play your Take the Reins, Way Burner. Right? This is Vicky Porter.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. MFO.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.